Starting with Shuvah Ravadi Yosef, we're in Shuvah Ravadi Chavedat Chelak Dalid, Siman Kaf Bet. Very practical question. You wake up on Shabbat morning, the chamin looks dry. Looks dry. New pas, new plata, new something, new weather, new humidity, looks dry. Can you add hot water? Can you add hot water to the chamin? You wake up before tefillah. You wake up before it's Beit Knesset. You want to add the hot water so it gets a little bit of time to, you know, be the right way until you come home. And you'll say, look, I'm going to add hot, I'm not going to add, look, to put cold water into the chamin, chamin's on the plata, in the crock pot, on something, you're not going to put in cold water, because now you're going to cook the cold water. So that's certainly not allowed. That's clear. You cannot put cold water into the chamin, because you're cooking the water. Say, look, Rabbi, what I'm going to do, I have hot water for my tea. I have a hot water urn. Perfectly fine on Shabbat, allowed to have a hot water urn. I'll take the hot water urn and put it right into the chamin straight away. Hot water into the chamin. It's already cooked. The water is already cooked. It's an urn. I'm allowed to use that to make tea, to make coffee, to make whatever. Mm-hmm. So can I put hot water from the urn into the chamin to make it a little bit more sa'im? Is that okay? So this is actually something was asked by Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Igaret HaKetuvah, he actually says, and the language is, Machsela gdola b'yad miktzat ha'am. He says, this is a tremendous michshol. This is a, people get tripped up. What do? Shetomnim erev Shabbat kumkum shel ma'im chamim. They don't have an urn. They took hot water and they wrapped it in blankets before Shabbat to keep it off. Why? Kedei latet l'tocha kederah b'Shabbat k'sat avit sil mitzamek. In case the chamin gets cold, gets dry, they'll add in the hot water, Shabbat warning. He says, why is that a problem? The water is hot already. So first of all, pamim shamayim inam chamim kol kach. It could be that by the time Shabbat morning comes along, that water is no longer hot. Now, on Shabbat, we assume there's two levels of water. It's cold and hot. That's it. What's the boundary called? Yad soledet bo. Let's not deal with what temperature that is. Let's assume it's around 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's just assume. Let's say 120. Fine, 120. So it's either below or above. So he says, well, so you're not, cooking water means taking water from below 120 to above 120, but using that number as an example. That's called bishul. So he says, well, sometimes the water will cool off. And then you'll put it into the chamin, and the water will get hot, and you cook the water. Okay. You cook the water on Shabbat. Ve'od. Okay. Let's say the water is hot. It's an urn. The water in the urn doesn't get cold. It's hot. It's 120. It's hot. So what are you worried about? What are you worried about? It's 120. It's 150 degrees now. It's 150 degrees now. You can put it into the chamin, it's going to stay 150 degrees. So let's assume I know the temperature is the same. It's the same. Right? Let's assume we know it's the same. Because that's what he's saying. He says, let's assume even the temperature is the same right now. The urn is the same temperature as the chamin. So what are you worried about? He says, when you pour the water from the urn into the chamin, it stops boiling. Let's say the water is boiling. When you pour it stops boiling on the way. It weakens it. Kedin kli sheni shelo mevashel, umitbasrim bekdera shekli rishon. In halacha, we differentiate between the pot that has the water in it that you're cooking. So the pot of the chamin, the urn, those are called a kli rishon. Now what you do is, when you take something from a kli rishon into a second kli, we call that kli sheni. Kli sheni cannot cook as efficiently as a kli rishon. Makes sense. He says, once you pour the water out, it's no longer in the kli rishon. It's considered to be a kli sheni, and therefore it's not allowed. Because why? The moment the water leaves the urn, it loses its power. It now went into the chamin and gets cooked. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. The Beit Yosef quotes this, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this line, Yesh lizaher, you got to be careful not to do this. And not only that, he says, Yesh limchot v'yadanov yimken. You have to not only, rarely does he say Yesh limchot, but you have to tell them not to do this. He quotes this, Rabbi Yonah quoted Nimuka Yosef, in Bava Basra of all places. What happened to Iri Kli Rishon? So Rabbi Varani is saying, whoa, hold on. We have rules. We have rules of how this works. There's something called a Kli Rishon, and there's something called a Kli Sheni. I understand. Kli Rishon is the pot on the fire. Pot on the fire, you can't put anything in, it cooks. Kli sheni. Okay, you poured from soup on the pot on the fire. You have a bowl of soup on the fire from before Shabbat. That's called a kli rishon. You take the soup into a bowl. The bowl is a kli sheni. Maybe the kli shlishi. There's also Tosa points out iroi kli rishon. Dalacha talks about. Okay, what about in the pouring process itself? That cooks a little bit. It doesn't cook the same. What about that? So, okay. Also, the Ron points out. He says, what? We've never heard of such a thing. It's hot and it's hot. Meaning, if it's hot, it's hot. We don't, what? It just doesn't make sense. If the water is 150 degrees in the first pot, and it's going to be 150 degrees in the second pot, you don't tell me it cooked. You didn't cook it. It's the same temperature. He says, so what are you going to do? And we know that something that's already cooked before, on Shabbat, you're allowed to keep it at that temperature. You're allowed to warm it. If it's cooked before, you can warm it. So what's the problem? The Ron says not a problem. That's what, correct. So Dr. Sakatu knows the answer, but you'll say, ask the question. He says, look, Ravina Yonah says, don't do it. The Ron says it makes no sense. So what does it mean? He quotes the Mahari Abuav. Most people know the Mahari Abuav from the Shul and Tzfat. He has the Shul and Tzfat with the 3 Aron Kodeshes. It's pretty. Anyway, Mahari Abuav, he quotes, and I don't know if it's the same Mahari Abuav or not, but I tend to think it is, or certainly from that family. He says, yeah, there's a difference between a solid and a liquid. You take a piece of schnitzel, and that's cooked before Shabbat. When you warm that on Shabbat, that's not called bishul, that's called warming. You take water that was cooked before Shabbat, and you warm it on Shabbat, that's called cooking. That's called cooking. Why? Because water, when you take schnitzel and you cool it down, no one says you undid the cooking. It doesn't become raw. It doesn't become raw. It's cold schnitzel. But when you take water and you cool it down, it's not raw water. It's back to the original state. So any time, he says, with water, not allowed. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. So there are places, the Ramah, for the Ashkenazim say there's room to be lenient. The Ramah is lenient on this. And in many places, some Sfaradim were lenient on this. Rav Adi writes, we need to follow Shulchan Aruch and not do this. The Shulchan Aruch says no. Kibal Mehorot Maran. We need to follow this. However, there are two caveats. One he quotes, and one I heard from Rabbi Eli Mansour, which I thought was brilliant. The first is, he says, look, it's a machloket achronim. Whether it's machloket rishonim, machloket achronim. It's a genuine machloket. Which means, he doesn't say it here, but Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef writes in Yalkut Yosef, when there's a for real machloket, Amira Lenochri is Mutar Lechatchila. You can ask a goy to do it. Straight out. You straight out ask a goy to add hot water. Isn't that cold? Add hot water into the chamin. You're allowed to ask a goy to do it Lechatchila. And if somebody did it by accident, you're allowed to eat it. Meaning, again, Ashkenazim are going to do this not by accident. Ashkenazim are going to do this on purpose. It's not a problem because B'makom Machloket, there's no Isur Hana'a. You're allowed to benefit. And you can ask a Nochri to do it for you Lechatchila. You don't have to hint. You don't have to ask them straight out. Not a problem. The second Ha'ara was Rabbi Eli Mansour told me. Correct. So in Yalkut Yosef he says, "B'makom machloket achronim, amir lenochri is okay." When it's a legitimate machloket achronim. So here's the thing: it's a legitimate machloket achronim. He doesn't say that part here. He's saying it's a legitimate machloket achronim, meaning if somebody did it, you could benefit. So I'm now applying what it says in Yalkut Yosef, the same level machloket achronim. You can ask a goy. Rabbi Mansour pointed out. He says, "What's the problem with the chamin that you're pouring from one place to another?" He says, "Look what you should do: take a bag with water, seal it, put it in the chamin. In the chamin. Now, the water is going to cook. You have to get the right bag, one that's not going to melt. Take a bag with water, to my mind, just go. Cook it in the chamin. Now what's going to happen? You look at the chamin, Shabbat morning, it looks good. Take the bag out, throw it out, no problem. You look at the chamin, it looks dry. Don't take the bag out. Take a knife, puncture the bag. Because what did you do? You managed to add hot water into the chamin without pouring it. So even the Rabbi Yonah, the Mukhe Yosef will say, that's fine. The problem is pouring the water from one place to another. Here you're not pouring the water. You're not pouring the water. The water was already inside. If it looks wet, just leave the bag and throw it out. If it looks dry, you can puncture the bag And that's the way to avoid it. So if you're not sure if the chamin's going to be hot, it's going to be dry, whatever, new recipe, new something. So you take this bag, you leave it in there, you cook it in there, you leave it in there from Friday.
That's not
No, you cook the water. You're allowed to cook water. The water's cooked on Friday. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Meaning as long as it's all cooked together, it's fine. The problem is the pouring. So once you avoid the pouring problem, it's mutar lagamrei. I thought this was a brilliant suggestion, a way to avoid the chamin from getting nisraf, which is always of prime importance.